The exact feature that makes social media work so well is also the thing that makes it so easy to spread misinformation. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We're finding out more details about how many people might have seen Russian-linked political ads and fake accounts on social media during the 2016 election. Facebook revealed that up to 146 million people might have been reached by ads that cost just $100,000. That's because the way that social media companies grow their businesses and make their money is also the thing that causes information to find its way to so many people. Jeffrey Parker is a professor of engineering at Dartmouth College and a fellow at MIT's Initiative on the Digital Economy. I asked him about something called network effects.
So network effects are what happens when the value of a system becomes more valuable to each of the users as more users join it. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you were on LinkedIn and there was no one else there, it wouldn't be particularly valuable to you.
Let's talk about the relationship then between reach and influence, because I think that is one of the things we're trying to understand, is that does reaching a follower necessarily mean influencing that person? And is it even possible to evaluate that?
It's much easier to understand how that works in the advertising context. And I think that's where a lot of these systems have invested significant effort. So for example, when you see an ad on one of these systems like Twitter, they can, in many cases, link back to point of sale data. So there, clearly, you have some idea that exposure to information had influence. In kind of the political realm, that's a little less clear, because it's much harder to run these A-B tests on a frequent basis to say exactly what's going on.
Do people understand, do you think, or are they increasingly starting to understand what it means to allow themselves to be advertised to?
So I think people get it when they do something like search on eBay or Amazon for a product. Then when they go around the web onto other browsers, that product will follow them. So I think people get that. The question is, do they really understand that that's how all these systems are funding themselves? Mm-hmm. You know, all of this infrastructure, the servers, the technology, the programming, all of that is getting paid for primarily through these ad placements.
Yeah. And so these companies have relied on the network effect to grow and to make all of that money and to place all of these ads. What responsibility do they have then to try to control that effect when it comes to disinformation, if any?
So I actually think I think there's a significant responsibility. And, you know, as I said earlier, I think that the firms were really good at studying themselves for the purpose of doing better and more effective ad placement. But as you say, they've grown into being pretty significant players in American culture and really across the globe. And as such, I think there's a certain responsibility to invest in understanding reach, sort of understanding when things might cascade, and then perhaps how some friction might be put in. And when I say friction, you don't want only the same type of idea to get transmitted across a network, because then you end up with this situation where people can live in walled-off gardens and never get exposed to sort of a more diverse set of views. And I think that can be quite dangerous for sort of the functioning of our society and democracy.
These tech companies have in a lot of ways put themselves forward as neutral actors with respect to the content, that they are just a conduit for information on their networks, and that they know a lot about customers, as in users, but do they need to know more about their advertisers?
So one, I think I have a great deal of sympathy for the idea that these systems are sort of fora for freedom of expression, but here's a different answer. So here's where they have a responsibility to govern themselves. And this is the system itself, not a government entity. And the reason is that you can create negative network effects when certain actors misbehave. increasingly these systems have to self-govern. And it's in their economic interest to do so, because when people misbehave on them, then that misbehavior drives other users away. And then as you lose audience, you know, your ability to monetize through ad placement decreases. So it's not only that they have a responsibility to, but it's also in their self-interest to do so.
That's Jeffrey Parker, professor of engineering at Dartmouth College and one of the authors of the book Platform Revolution. While the company's general counsel was before Congress Wednesday, Facebook posted a 47% increase in revenue over last year, easily beating analyst expectations. Its stock hit an all-time high overnight. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.